It feels so funny to say like welcome back as if I was like gone somewhere, but every week I'm like, okay, welcome back and join me on this episode of Well Said. I call this like a quick and dirty episode because I think it's things that you just need to know, and I don't want to waste too much time talking about what I've been up to, but I will share a little bit. But today's episode is about what you need to know about Instagram right now. I'm talking about what you should apply, use, and act on immediately. And that is what we're going to talk about. We're going to give you the deets. I did a workshop on this past week. We had 100 people. It was so much fun. And I plan to do it again, but I focus mostly on Instagram because Instagram has changed so much. And it's April 2026 right now, okay? First and foremost, I'm going to talk about what types of posts you should be posting, what the algorithm is looking for, what the algorithm actually means. Should you use hashtags? Shouldn't you use hashtags? What kind of content should I be putting out? How frequently? Everybody asks that over and over again. And it feels like a mystery, and it shouldn't be. And it feels like Instagram is shifting again, and it is. The platforms are always shifting. So I am here to help you and be an expert and tell you what the heck to do. And so you don't have to just like wonder, worry, and guess. Okay. So that's what we're going to talk about. First, I want to update you a tiny bit on like what I was up to. Guys, I just did a freaking Hyrox and it was epic, epic. And I'm so grateful that my brand as myself, me, by the way, you are the brand. So like when I say brand, I don't mean like a different version of myself. I just mean like what I share out to the world and how I continue to show parts of myself. That's what a brand is. Part of my brand is fitness. And I try to like stiff arm this. I'm like, no, I don't need it to be. I don't want to. I literally probably said this a few episodes ago. I'm like, I'm not going to post like, I don't know, like workout plans. Like I don't plan to as of right now. So I'm like, why would I need to? But fitness, wellness, workouts is a part of who I am. I literally still coach at Lifetime on Wednesday mornings for fun to get out of my office. Okay. So when you work for yourself, you should like expose yourself to other people and expose yourself to other plans and things, whatever. Anyway, the point of that is I have loved sharing about Hyrox. It is so fun. It is such a weird thing to get into and be excited about in my mind. Cause I'm always like, okay, I did a Tough Mudder. I did a 15K. I was like, yeah, fun, whatever. Don't really want to do one again. No offense. I always knew I'm like, I'm never going to do a marathon. That's not my vibe. I'm never going to do a half because I don't enjoy it. I ran cross country. I just feel like I got burnt real bad from running. Who else can relate to the shin splints and that BS that I dealt with? I would literally have to like ice my legs. Also, not to mention when you're growing and you're in like high school, my legs freaking hurt. Does anyone remember when you'd lay in bed and you'd be like trying to relax and your legs would ache? Oh my God, from growing pains? Jesus. You could have thought I was going to be like 7 or 8 feet tall with how much growing pains I had. Holy hell. Anyway, all that to be said, I tried this Hyrox. I did it with Courtney, my friend, who we went in and we were like, okay, don't know what this is going to be. My first time, her second time, didn't have expectations. We did a simulation before and we did pretty damn good, which is basically just like a fake version of it. It's like you set it up in a room, whatever. It's as if you'd like went to run a marathon, but it wasn't the OG marathon. Anyway, did really well. So we went to Hyrox. I had like a foot thing going on. I wore a pair of Hokas. It destroyed my foot. I am telling you what shoes they were. I'm such a Saucony girl or Saucony or however the hell you say it now. But we went in, we ripped it. It was hard. I still had like a little bit left in the tank and we placed 73rd out of 2,027 people. That's pretty freaking sick. I'm like, I'm getting lit up about this. You can tell how excited I am. You can tell how much fun I had. I traveled with my friends. I worked out and did a competition. We did well. I feel good in my body. My body was capable of doing it. Like, I think it was 23rd or 28th in our age group out of those however many people. And I'm proud of myself. And so that is also part of what I'm sharing online. And what's hilarious is I never thought about this. And as the algorithm shifts, I promise there's a tie to this Instagram thing. I can start going, I'm getting exposure to other audiences just by being a part of Hyrox. Now, you might think there's not a direct correlation of like, oh, well, these Hyrox followers, maybe they don't care about your branding. Well, too bad, so sad. I'm a post-it. I'm a multifaceted human. So I'm posting about Hyrox. I'm sharing my life and I don't plan on stopping. And it's funny how, you know, even like probably 3 months ago, again, I posted and I was like, I'm never going to post about fitness again. I'm not a fitness instructor, or I am a fitness instructor, but I'm not like going to be posting about fitness plans and all these things. And I'm like, what if I wanted to later though? Like, what if part of my, who I am is fitness? And I think I needed that reminder to pull myself out of just how hard I've been working in general. When I went to Hyrox and I was lit back up and I was like, oh my God, I want to share this with everybody. I'm so proud of my body. I want to get stronger. It's so fun to me. So I realized I was kind of stiff arming a part of me, a part of my brand and part of what I'm sharing on social. And the more multifaceted you can be, the more the algorithm is going to like you. Now, you don't want to confuse the algorithm, but you want to be your true self. So there's just one example I want to share. And there's a woman, I'm not going to name names, but I had heard through the grapevine, she closed her podcast down and her whole business was built on her being a podcaster and teaching people how to podcast. Now, podcast industry is kind of like dropping. I feel like people are like not podcasting as much. The big boys are taking off. You know, they're getting bigger and bigger, kind of like conglomerating. And she ended her podcast because it wasn't lighting her up anymore. She had different passions, different brands. And she's kind of stopped posting because, I mean, she's like a million followers kind of thing because she doesn't feel like her audience is going to associate with her anymore. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, God, that is why you don't niche down. Because one, she's judging herself. She's getting in the way of her own content. But two, it's like people would have cared about your life as a whole and like you being a genius and all of the connections. Like, how did you make money off of teaching people how to podcast? And like, what has that taught you about being a better leader or like being a person or an industry or like being a woman founder? I mean, what about other facets of her life that excite her? So being multifaceted is actually what you want to be doing on social media. The other thing I want to tell you is the type of content is actually shifting. So here's like Instagram in a nutshell right now. Instagram is a Meta platform. Meta meaning like they own Facebook as well. So like they own Instagram and Facebook, right? TikTok is owned by somebody else, like, and so on and so forth. So Instagram and Facebook kind of talk to each other. Now, Meta has decided, and I don't know exactly how this works on the back end, but carousels are top performers. They're hugely successful. So if you're not posting swipeable carousels, you are behind. I need you to start doing it, okay? And you want to ensure that the first page of your carousel is like interesting, swipeable, like hook, okay? So here's two examples. Let's just say I'm posting about hooks. One, like I'm literally me as a social media manager, agent, strategist, whatever. I could put 5 hooks. Actually, that would be kind of a good one. Hold on. I got to think of a bad one. Sorry. My brain is like so turned on to like be doing good content, like hook ideas, something like that, like really dry. I'm trying to think of something dry. I'm in creative mode right now. So I like can't. Here's another option. How the fuck to write good hooks. Oh shit. Okay. I'm swiping because I'm like, dang. Asterisk, I hope, not the actual F-U-C-K, but like, I want to know now. I'm like swiping, I wonder, or like hooks that are going to stop you in your tracks, like just like this one did, you know what I mean? Like that's what it says is like the sub copy. So thinking about a carousel in like a really, how do I get them to swipe? A lot of the times people use numbers because then you are getting people to hang out on that post a lot longer. The algorithm likes when someone's on your post longer, it means they're showing more interest. So the longer they swipe through, the more time they're spending, especially if you lead with like 5 things and then swipe number one is, or two is one, two, you know, and so on and so forth, then people are staying on your post longer. So the algorithm reads that as this post is doing well, I'm going to push it to more people. Now, little hack for you as well that they're still doing is when you post a carousel, you add a trending audio because you never want to use like a flat audio unless you're like famous because, you know, little people down here, we got to get eyeballs on our content. So I posted, it was like a carousel with Courtney. We collabed it. So both of our audiences saw it. So her followers, my followers, we use a trending audio song and we push that out. And when you use a trending audio, it goes to the Reels Explorer page. So as long as it has a sound on it, when you're swiping on those reels, a carousel can now come up, which you probably noticed, right? This is kind of like old news, but if you haven't done that, when you go to like post a carousel next time, take a second, find a trending audio. A trending audio just means there's a little up arrow next to it and post it with trending audio instead of posting it flat. Like why not get the free engagement? You know what I'm saying? Like it just don't miss out on that. Another thing happening with the algorithm, or I shouldn't say algorithm, the app is that static posts are coming back, which I still have to do some research about this, but that's just like literally a flat image with like your caption underneath it, meaning it's not a carousel you don't swipe through. I kind of hate that. I'm not even going to lie to you. I kind of don't like it. I don't know that I'm going to take part in it. I think they're like, it's very hard to keep someone's attention when you just post like one photo. So I'm going to see what's going on with that. I have a feeling it's going to be like the algorithm's going to want people to post like a mix of content styles. So like, even though your static image isn't going to do well, it's going to want you to post to it. Another thing that's happening with like post types is the algorithm is actually favoring, and we're seeing trends, meaning people are also favoring these new like vlog styles. So think of like the old days of like MySpace or like vlogging, where there's like black space on the top and the bottom and the videos in the center. So like horizontal versus vertical videos, and kind of having like a, I don't want to call it messy, but like when I say vlog style, I mean it as like less edited. That style is kind of coming back. So like posting, it would be, for example, when I'm talking about Hyrox, I would have posted like POV, you're in Miami with us getting ready for Hyrox, like, or you're one of our friends and you're like, hi guys. And it's like people waving and people pulling their suitcase in, and it's kind of just a video of their legs, when best practices tell us to like take a wider shot, like film vertically. So it's kind of leaning to me towards like YouTube content, and I'm wondering what that's about, but just thoughts on those styles of content. If I were you and I was like going to say, you are going to post optimally on Instagram, and I'm so excited for you, I would say 5 days a week. I would say 3 carousels, 2 reels, but I'm going to be totally real with you. I would probably prioritize talking head, so like face to camera videos, as long as they're well lit and you have captions and you use a hook. I would prioritize those over the horizontal content or a static image to date. For me, I make sure that my carousels are incredibly, incredibly like resourceful for somebody. Like they're going to have to save it or share it to a friend. Like they're going to have to swipe to see what's next. It's going to have to capture their attention on their feed. And it also has to instill my expertise. So me meaning like I am the brand expert, social media expert. So I better be talking about that on my personal page. A lot of people ask me like, for me on 2 different pages, like I have Cozy, which is myself still as my agency. I have employees, but I have not introduced them to my agency like outwardly yet. We probably will in this year, but it's not happened yet. We're kind of building and seeing what's working and what's not. Anyway, and then we have me as a person, as the agency like founder and the strategist and the expert that is the owner of the agency. And I was explaining this to somebody about how one page gets one type of content and one page gets the other. 2 different pages, same person as of right now, right? How do I dictate what goes on one and the other? So for instance, an example, I have this really powerful story about David Guillaume. And if I was looking at my personal page, I would post a face to camera, right? We're talking about talking head content. And I'd say, and this is exactly why I believe in Angel Numbers. So that would be the story of like when I saw Angel Numbers and I was working on David Guillaume, and I'm underlyingly talking about how I'm the expert. I'm not like throwing it at your face, like with numbers and strategy, because if you wanted that, you'd follow my agency page, right? So I'm still being me. I'm letting people in on what like I care about, what I think about, what's happened to me as an experience. So that would go on my page. Now, the same idea would go over to my agency page if I said something like building a brand of someone with a $1 billion company who still needed eyes on it or something like that, right? So then I'm still talking about David Guillaume, but I'm talking about it in a different way from the perspective of the agency. Because a lot of people will ask me, well, I have a chiropractic page and I also have my personal page. And there's like a way to talk about it where they don't have to be the exact same voice. They can have a little bit of their own like uniqueness to each other. So hopefully that helps. That's really like post types that I'm focusing on. So for me, carousels, talking head, reels. I'm also focusing a little bit on like B-roll like content, which is just meaning like showing a few parts of my day and having some copy over it. I'm trying to test a few simpler ideas. Those usually do well, but you have to make sure that you're talking to the masses with those because they're not super engaging. They have to be like, I either need to be like, oh my God, this is so me, or oh my God, I need to send this to my friend, or oh my God, this is a really good idea. I could remake it. That's usually what people are thinking when they're saving or sharing a B-roll video. The final type of content I'm working on is, I call them come along with me's, but you never want to say that in your video. So for me, it's like, come along with me on a girl who's building a brand and actually doing this shit. Like every day I'm actually doing this shit. Like I'm doing it, which is fun. And I get to bring people along. So those are the contents that I'm really focusing on. Again, the algorithm is really liking those pieces that I talked about, carousels specifically, like head to face, or I guess I call them talking heads. So me, if I just put my phone up on the window and talked with a mini mic, because it's liking less overly edited content. So people want to feel like they're on FaceTime with you, and they also don't want to be sold to. So we used to see like very heavily edited and curated posts. Now it's like, everyone's kind of going the simpler route. And also within the age of AI, a lot of people are wanting to see more human-likeness, right? They don't want to be sold to with an AI ad, you know, where it's very like split down the middle if people even like AI or don't like AI. And if it's, you know, the effects of the environment and all these different things. So people want realness right now. So if you're wanting to get people to see you, being real and raw is going to be the best part. But if I can give you one piece of advice, Instagram is where you need to be a little more polished. Now you're like, what? You just told me I don't have to be as polished. No, I didn't say that. I said your videos need to be clean and crisp. So if you could take one thing from this, wipe your freaking camera. I swear to God, if I see one more greasy ass video from you, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to slap you silly. Wipe your camera. Use your back camera if you can. Use your front camera. If it's clean and you have good lighting, natural lighting, ideally, I'm doing this episode in the dark at night. So I'm using my nice light here, but my other one just went out. So now it's like dark. So the videos are not going to be optimal. I will live. However, I would rather have natural light and use my camera, back camera, if I'm telling you to do content. Okay, so that's like content styles. Interestingly enough, hashtags is always a question that I get. And I'm trying to be fast because I promised myself I'd keep this like into a mini episode of everything you need to know right now. Instagram doesn't necessarily care or not care about hashtags. And that's like not a good answer. I include them because I would rather it be there. And all a hashtag is now is additional search terms. So what that means is if I was to go search, in this case, I'm using the theme of Hyrox, into my search bar, if you have Hyrox in the caption of your video, in the actual video, like it says like Hyrox Miami, like our time, that it's going to pick up on that because that's all SEO, right? Search term, search engine optimization. So it's in the platform though, right? So if the reel has, the caption has it, the hashtags have it, or actual copy on the video has it, it's going to populate. You just have to be there for when they search it. Cause let's just say I used a small hashtag and it was like hashtag Hyrox training. And someone typed in, oh my God, I want to go to Hyrox. I'm going to type in Hyrox training and see if anyone posts it. Then ideally my video would be one of those ones that shows up. Does that make sense? So it doesn't mean don't use them or do use them. Like right now, we don't know if they're going to be actually like changing the game, but I would rather use search terms and have them there. And it's a good way for me to check my work. So let's just say I wrote a caption and it was more just like about my life. Those are like the search terms. If I didn't say branding or if I didn't say social media expert or AI in social media, then I would add those in like as extra search terms instead of having them like throughout my caption. Does that help? Does that make sense? What's crazy, now this is wild because this is not necessarily new. I've been hearing it for like about a year, but they're actually optimizing for it. If I post a carousel, let's just use carousel, it goes for any type of content. And the carousel is just some pictures of me. And I, in one of them, it's like, again, I'm using Hyrox as the example. It's a photo of me in Hyrox and it was a photo dump. So there's a bunch of different photos, right? If I type like Hyrox, Hyrox Miami, Hyrox training, Hyrox America, Hyrox girls, Hyrox doubles. And I type that on, like I'm going to almost put it on as like an on-screen caption on that photo. And I swipe it off screen. The algorithm is still going to pick that up and read it in its little mind, let's just say, and organize it for people to see that are searching Hyrox. Does that make sense? So if you're going really deep in the algorithm game, you can actually hide keywords because everything is happening for keywords now. So right now, keywords are actually what the algorithm is looking for. So it's looking for when you, let's just say, this is actually a good example. You post a really good video and you're so excited about it and it's really good content and it gets like 12 likes. You may not have said all the key terms that your audience are searching for, right? So like, let's say I'm the social media expert. And I didn't say Instagram bios, expertise, social media, thinking about things like pin posts. I didn't say all those key terms. So it's going to take some time for the algorithm to learn who your target audience is so it can feed it to them. But it's looking at what you're saying. So it's looking at your key terms, right? So if you're saying social media a lot, it's going to show you to people that are searching social media a lot, and so on and so forth. So hopefully that kind of makes sense. These were just a few of the things. I would love to go into bio optimization, pin post optimization, hooks. That's all coming later. But I hosted a workshop and we recorded it, and I'm only going to give the workshop recording to the people that joined my cohort. We had 100 people come. We did live audits of bios. It was so much freaking fun. And I just taught people how to use AI for their social media, optimize their bio, like meaning your whole thing, your search bar, what you should be putting in your bio, what your pin post should be, like what should your profile even look like? Because your profile is your resume. Yes, your Instagram profile is your resume. I will talk about the other platforms soon enough. And we went through all of that. And at the end, I launched this thing that I'm going to tell you about, which is incredible. It's a cohort for women and men, anybody, founders, somebody who has a brand, where we're going to go deep in your brand for 6 weeks starting April 22nd. And I am going to teach you everything I know about social media. Yes, quite literally everything. And I want to be very clear that this cohort is the first group cohort. I have a handful of people that got in before the workshop, like privately, and then a bunch of people joined at the workshop as well. And now the cohort is open and it's live right now, but it's only live for a week. So we're closing the doors on April 20th. I cannot wait to do this. Really, ultimately, if you are somebody who does not know what to post on social media, but you know in your gut that having a social media presence is so important. You don't know how to clean up your bio to be like optimized for people to find you. You have no idea how to integrate AI tools to help, I don't know, do your job on social media to make your life easier. You don't know what hooks to use, and you don't want to just waste a bunch of time and money on like hiring a social media manager right out the gates. You need like guidance, and you maybe want to do the posting yourself. If any of that sounds like you and you want to identify your brand voice, this is your cohort. You're going to be alongside other female and male founders who have brands. Right now it's heavily female. And we're going to do this together hand in hand for 6 weeks. I'm telling you right now, I don't normally do this. I don't know that I'm going to do it again, because I'm testing different ways to help people. I want to teach people, like, this shit should not be rocket science. It isn't rocket science. And in fact, if anyone tells you, they're a liar. But all it took was me diving into this, working, hustling, grinding on what is social media, what is brand, for the past, since I worked at Fallon, which was, 8 years ago, really diving into social media the last 4 or 5 with my brands after I built up Straight Candid with my partner, after I built up my personal brands and so on and so forth. And now really honing in on working with like founders that have a brand or want a brand presence, meaning myself, Callan Faulkner, David Guillaume, Stephanie Wigner, brands that I've worked on like Lymph Lounge and Clio Skin and Laser and all these different places. I've learned a lot and I want to help you. So if you are interested, there's a link in my bio. Go check it out. You can always DM me cohort and I'll send you all the information. But this is only till February. Oh my God, why do I want to say February so bad? Oh my God. April 20th. That is when I close the doors. So get in with me now, because I'm telling you right now, if I do this again, the price is going to go up, because this is fun. It's alongside people that I know, people that are strong-minded, and you're not going to have to do any of this alone. And I'm not going to gatekeep. So if you want the info and you want to keep evolving, and you want your Instagram page to be your resume, and you want to get in the rooms with the people that you've always wished to be in the rooms of, and you want to stop admiring people on social media and want to be admired for your social media and your story, identifying your story and what you're saying online and how helping that turn into revenue, then come to the cohort. Let me know if you want to be there. I'm just like putting this out there as like a PSA, because it's going to be incredible, and I will see you there. Otherwise, I am so excited for all the content that's going to be coming out. I feel like I'm like, ooh, grounded, feet on the ground in all the content that I want to be creating. And I guess you'll just have to wait and see what that all is. So appreciate you. Love you as always. Follow me on Well Said Sid. If you want more information, more prompts, more like social media tips, branding tips, anything that I put out there, the first to know about events as well, you need to be on my email list. It's in my link in bio. It literally just says the Cozy Edit newsletter. Go sign up for that because I give away a lot of free shit and I tell you about events first. So yeah. Anyway, I love you so much. I hope you have a good week and I will talk to you soon. Bye.